This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's James and Judy here, and it's the afternoon show. Welcome to Vectis Radio. It's 11 minutes past one. We're looking forward to a great show today, and we're kicking it off with our LGBTQ show. And we've got two very special guests in with us today. We've got Anna Murray, who's here from Age UK. Anna, it's very difficult to explain what your job is. So can you do it, please?
Yes, I have the longest job title in the world, actually, I think. It's LGBT, so that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, yep. Domestic violence, abuse and hate crime support officer.
Blimey, so do you use a sort of acronym for that?
No, we'll just use it LGBT, but it just doesn't fit on the name badge.
Fantastic. And one of our favourite guests is with you, is Carl Love. And Carl, you're here this time as your Isle of Wight outreach sexual health worker for the NHS.
I am, thank you. I am, yes. I work part time for the sexual health services at St Mary's Hospital, and working again for the LGBT community around HIV and AIDS.
Fantastic. Well, this is a great week to have our LGBTQ show because there are two very special events happening this week, I understand. First of all, tomorrow, which is Thursday, the 1st of December, that is World AIDS Day. And could you both tell us a little bit about what's happening on the island to mark that?
Okay, so tomorrow in St James's Square between 10 and 4, we're going to have a few different services. So there's going to be Sexual Health Isle of Wight, there's going to be Age UK Isle of Wight, Hampshire Constabulary LAG Law Officers, the Lesbian and Gay Liaison Officers, Breakout Youth and White Lesbians. We're going to be in the square giving out red ribbons for World AIDS Day and promoting people getting tested for HIV and AIDS and other sexually transmitted infections, and generally increasing awareness around World AIDS Day.
Well, that's fantastic. So how many people do you expect to come to that?
As many as possible, as many as possible.
Because you got an amazing turnout, didn't you, for the vigil for the Orlando shootings?
Which
which was extraordinary.
We arranged that at very, very short notice, and we had estimated over 300 people turn up for that. And when you look at Winchester, I had about 12 turn up.
No.
At theirs, yes.
Wow.
12 to 18.
Well done.
To have that many people, we were blown away. We thought there might have just been sort of like 10 or 12 of us there in total, and if anyone else came along, that it would be a bonus. But to have the turnout that we did, I think it blew everyone's minds, really.
Fantastic.
I mean, the Isle of Wight people really have always supported LGBT, and I think that's becoming more and more prominent, isn't it? I mean, we're getting much, much better, so it's great that people turn out in that way, and hopefully tomorrow people can come along, they can get their red ribbons from us, and we're promoting home free testing now.
So you can actually test HIV at home, is that right?
You can now, yes. You can go on to a website which is www.testhiv, that's www.test.hiv, I should say, and you can get your home kit delivered free to your home. And it's kind of one of those reassurance sort of campaigns, really, to say that you don't need to go to your doctors anymore. Yes. You don't need to go to a clinic or a pharmacist if you're concerned at all or worried about something that might or might not have happened in the past. Then you can get it done at home, and they'll send you the kits through the post. You do your sample, send it back, and then they'll let you know by texting services.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's just so much better now. Things have really moved on, haven't they, Anna?
Yes, they have.
But also in the treatment of HIV and AIDS, things have really, really progressed, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, Jim, I'm old enough to remember those terrifying adverts that the government put out in the 1980s.
Yeah, with the iceberg,
The iceberg. But the medication now is so effective, isn't it?
I mean, when I first came to the island in 1992, I was brought here by the Youth and Community Services to do some sexual health outreach work for them, or detached youth work as it was called then, and I can remember then that people were really, really scared.
Yes.
And that we had no medicines. I mean, I then moved on to work for the health service. It was the Isle of Wight Health Commission then, and I can remember supporting people who and it was a desperate desperate situation. The doctors, the nurses, people like myself, we were as frustrated and concerned, because, you know, then we were burying people. Now, if we get tested early and we get the right medications, you know, people can live a full life without any illness.
No, that's amazing.
I mean, it is fantastic. So, I mean, there is absolutely every reason, isn't there, to get tested.
Yes.
You know, fingers crossed there's nothing wrong and you'll be reassured. But it's like anything else, if there is a problem, the sooner you find out, the better.
Yes, and absolutely. I mean, for the older people.
Yeah, there's certainly a massive increase in sexually transmitted infections in older people.
Yes.
Because it wasn't something that people considered a long time ago. So there's a lot more marriage breakdowns, or people are getting together after their partner's died.
Yeah.
And they're going out on the dating scene for the first time, and they're not necessarily aware of the precautions that the younger people are brought up in school, having that education and that knowledge. So there's a lot of people that are getting infections and don't necessarily know what to do about it, or think that sexual health services are only for younger people.
Yes.
And it's stopping them from getting that support. And in some sexually transmitted infections, there's a 500% increase for older people in those infection rates.
That's extraordinary. I mean, because carry on.
Yeah, I think we need to get a track in now.
Okay, Jay,
just because we've got to come back to this in a second. This is a track we all were rather surprised that our robot computer here at Vectis had put in, but we all agreed to have it. It's M People and One Night in Heaven. How about that? M People. And amazingly, that was One Night in Heaven. I don't know how our robot knows what we're about to do, but it does. Anyway.
Is it just one night in heaven?
Well, yeah, sorry, it's only one.
Although if you went from the Isle of Wight, it would take you 2 days to get out there and come back again. Anyway, there we go. Now, I'm here with Judith, I'm here with Ruth and with Carl, and we're talking about LGBTQ issues.
Anna.
Sorry, Ruth couldn't be here.
I answered to anything, it's good.
Anna, I can only apologise. Ruth was meant to be in the studio.
She's been called lots of names before. But Ruth is a new one.
Now, Anna, we were talking about older people who are gay, lesbian, bi or trans. Now, I saw an advert the other day that you'd stuck up here in the Riverside Centre, which kind of blew me away, which was it was of a sort of elderly gay male couple who were maybe sort of abusing each other physically. And, you know, you never really think of that. But that is part of your job, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Does that actually happen on the island?
It does. And one of the problems, people don't like to talk about domestic abuse in general. It's one of those hidden subjects.
Mm.
And within the LGBTQ community, it's even more hidden, because a lot of people might have lost their families and friendships, and a lot of significant key relationships in themselves, because of their sexual identity and people's responses to that. And therefore they might be very isolated, so they may just have their world revolving around this other person, and it doesn't mean that relationship's healthy. And domestic abuse happens in every type of relationship that you can have. So it's not just as it's traditionally seen, as a man against a woman. It happens in lots of different relationships. And it's a very male-dominated issue in that there's a significant male perpetrator ratio to women, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, and it's much more hidden within the LGBTQ community. And one of the factors with that as well is that, you know, it's been a long time coming with LGBT rights within within the world, and certainly within this country. And whilst we've done some groundbreaking and world, you know, leading lawmaking around it, one thing that has happened is the LGBTQ community have wanted to keep quiet the more negative aspects of those relationships.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that.
Because people don't want to draw attention to it. If you fought for so long to get that equality yep. and that status, and to get that same level as everybody else, to then draw negative attention to that is something that has been kept very quiet over many years within the community.
I mean the island is traditionally, as we know, everybody thinks of the island as being just that little bit behind what happens on the mainland, and so therefore it takes that little bit longer. So it's so important to have these services provided, in this case by Age UK, which is the best service really, and that people know that they can come along and talk to Anna. Just pop into the office. It's on the High Street in Newport. She's there most days, or you can contact her online or on Facebook for those of you who are on Facebook. But we know that the island has been slow in its take-up or its emerging LGBTQ population.
Yes.
And so it's just about, making sure that people know the services are there and that, and HIV, for instance, is just one bit of that big picture, but we're making progress, and that's what matters.
So if there is any kind of abuse in a gay relationship or a lesbian relationship on the island, they should, perhaps as a first stop, come to you, Anna.
Totally, they can do that.
That'd be fantastic. And does that apply to people under 50? So
yes, it does. Whilst my projects are generally 50 plus, because there's enough barriers for LGBTQ people on the island, and their services aren't really there. Yes, there's generalised services, but a lot of people don't want to come out and out themselves to general services. To have a specific service that's there that they can access support, be it only signposting or supporting people to get to a point where they speak to the police, or even if it's after and they've broken up from a relationship and they just want a bit of support, they can come to me and I will support people or signpost people where they need to go.
So what sort of form would your support take, Anna? Do you offer counselling, for example, or help them access the right sort of services, like perhaps going to the police?
It's very, very individual. So it is on what the individual wants and what they need. There are services out there that we can refer on to and get a really good package of support around there. But some people might not even have that faith in going to the police because they might be worried about what their reaction might be, certainly if they're disclosing around their sexual identity or gender identity even, and I can be that kind of like support along the way to help people and link them in and to smooth the way and support them along that journey, be it around domestic abuse or be it around hate crime.
That's fantastic. And I think one thing we should just say is we've had Vivian Roberts in here, who's the chairman of Relate on the island, and she was very keen to say, of course, that Relate is there for gay couples as well.
That's excellent. It is about people having that explicit inclusivity. Stonewall often said people will engage with services if there's explicit inclusivity, and I think that's the one thing that's lacking generally on the island.
Yeah.
As services and organisations saying all are welcome, including LGBTQ, we don't have that, so people don't have that confidence to be fully themselves when they come to services, when they access it, or even when they're just ticking a box on a form.
I think it's sometimes about having that, knowing that there's a named person there. So for instance, we do have police officers, lesbian and gay liaison officers, who can specifically come out and you can request them. And of course, working together, which is what we try to do as a team, hence why World AIDS Day tomorrow has got the police are there with their nice Leglo car, and as I said, Anna's there, I'm there, and Breakout Youth. So we've got a full spectrum of cover from naught really to 99 and above, if you like. So I mean, it's just about making those links, so whichever service suits you best is the service that can support you the most.
Well, I would say that when we interviewed two guests from Relate, the Relation Counselling Organisation's charity, they were very, very keen to stress, weren't they?
Absolutely.
That their services were there for everybody, including couples within the LGBT
community.
That's so
community. Refreshing to hear.
They went out of their way to do that.
They're very, very keen to stress that.
So that's one to bear in mind. Now, Carl, you are a counsellor. We're not going to talk much about this, but I think East Cowes had better watch out, because here is Love Changes Everything. It's It's World AIDS Day tomorrow, the 1st of December, and that, of course, was Bruce Springsteen, The Streets of Philadelphia, taking us back to a different age when things were a little bit less treatable. Judy and I are here in the studio with Anna and Carl. I've got your name right. Finally, Anna, what we can do is tell you that there is a very special guest star who is coming to Newport tomorrow for World AIDS Day, and it's probably the world's
first. Oh, that's nice of you to say about me. And Anna.
It's the world's first sexual health dog.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Rollo.
Rollo dog. Yes, he will be making an appearance tomorrow. He's a Twitter star. Oh, we'd like to think of him being a Twitter star, not just for the Isle of Wight, but for the whole of the country, really. That's hashtag Rollo dog, Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And he gives out messages not just about HIV, but other messages about, you know, being safe in the community, and he can say the kind of things that we can't always say on air. So
yes, absolutely.
Yes,
there's a lot of things that
we're not going to say. It's family show.
Yes. Tongue in cheek, which is very good.
And he can get away with it because he's a dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he certainly leads you on. Yeah.
Oh, nothing to do with me, of course. I mean, he's well kept, well fed, and he likes his coat.
And he likes to dress up as well, you said.
He does. I mean, he loves his dicky bows, but we won't go there.
But on a serious note, what is Rollo trying to get over? That there are treatments available, that you should get yourself tested?
Particularly around the general message of sexual health, really. He's looking to say things like, you know, go and get tested. I mean, how it came about, really, was that there was a picture of me and Rollo dog together, which is the only picture that I'm in, he had a ball in his mouth, and we were trying to talk about testicular cancer.
Yeah.
Because that cancer is something that's particularly relevant, you know, to me in my life, or has been.
Yeah.
Which is now all done and dusted with, we hope. And so, and then it went from there. So he gives out messages about keeping safe, and going and getting tested, particularly, and he can use words that we can't. So and it's meant to be light-hearted and fun. And so what we need to do is build up his profile. We need more and more people from the Isle of Wight to get on, and those of you who tweet and things, and join his campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me as a woman, I always worry about the male cancers, like, for example, testicular cancer, because I think for so many years, women have been alerted to the dangers of breast cancer. We're taught how to examine ourselves. We go for regular checkups. And I think women are more likely to go to a doctor with a medical problem at an earlier stage, whereas I think there hasn't been that publicity about, say, testicular cancer, and men haven't been trained in the same way that we have been trained to check our breasts, to check themselves. And I do feel men sometimes get the short end of the straw, really.
I can only tell you about, I nearly died. It was that close.
Mm.
I left it too late.
Mm.
And I work for health. I mean, come on, you know, this is... Why? Because I didn't want anybody prodding and poking in that particular area.
Yeah.
And as a gay man, you know, I kind of felt that maybe in some way I was to blame for, you know. Now, I know that might be an old-fashioned concept, but when you've had, you know, particularly years and years and years of oppression in your life, born at the period of time when I was born, it kind of rubs off a bit. And so what I would say is go and get tested for HIV. If you get tested early for HIV, you can live a long and full life, relatively health, you know, without any health problems.
Yeah.
Mm. But the same for testicular cancer and breast cancer and any of those cancers. But men still seem to have this little bit of stigma. Please, please, please go get tested. I've been prodded and poked that much in the last 12 months that it wouldn't faze me now. It's just about getting over that first hurdle, and hopefully Dodger Dog, sorry, I should say Rollo Dog. Dodger Dog was my first dog. Rollo Dog, who's a lovely poodle, 7 years old, gives so much pleasure. He helped me get better walking him, and so my way of trying to give something back to, if you like, cancer research and so on, is to use Rolo Dog as a kind of catalyst for health promotion, and he's going to be there tomorrow. We're going to have fun. Anna hopefully will be walking him down the road, and lots of people can have pictures taken with him, and then joining our Twitter campaign.
Fantastic. Well, look, stick with us because we're going to listen to some Barbra Streisand. It's Woman in Love now, and then after that, we're going to talk about a very special event this Friday with you, Anna, that Age UK is doing in Newport. Barbra Streisand and Woman in Love. It's James and Judy here. We're discussing LGBTQ issues with Anna Murray and Carl Love. And Anna, I think on Friday you're having a very special day at Age UK here in Newport.
Yes, we're going to have the first LGBTQ Information Day. What we were thinking with that was to have an open day where people can come in and get information and advice on the LGBTQ services on the island, but also for people in general to come in if they've got questions or they want to get a better understanding around gender or sexual identity, they can come in and have those conversations with us, with a variety of different people there that could answer their questions in a confidential and hopefully informative way.
That's fantastic. Where are your offices again in Newport,
it's
please?
On Newport High Street. It's 147 High Street. It's opposite the old QS building.
Right.
The first building on the High Street after County Hall. So.
Okay, brilliant. And this is all day, is it?
Yeah, it's again 10 till 4.
Yeah.
Hopefully people can drop in, even just for a couple of minutes, have a cup of tea or coffee with us.
Fantastic.
And have a chat with the range of services. So there's going to be sexual health services there. There's going to be Hampshire Constabulary LAGLO officers. Again, the lesbian and gay liaison officers.
Yeah.
We'll have breakout youth. White lesbians and Trans 21 are going to have some representation. They're a new group that's set up specifically around trans support.
Fantastic. I mean, hopefully one day we'll be able to get Relate in as well, because that would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I think it's about growing the audience, isn't it? As I said, the island has been fairly slow to move, but now, in this last 12 months, there's been a little bit of an upswell and a rush towards, you know, to be more inclusive, and I think that's really, really good news for the island.
But that's really thanks to people like you, Anna, and you, Carl, as well, isn't it? I mean, the hard work that you and your colleagues have been putting into this, and I think people have been receptive, but you've been a real catalyst for this.
And I think there needs to be a shout-out to the police force as well, because, Anna, you were saying you're supported by the police force here on the island, aren't you?
My post's actually funded by the Police and Crime Commissioner, so part of that, my role within that is working with partner agencies, so I have a very strong working relationship with the police, certainly around the domestic abuse and hate crime, so we can do referrals both ways. But we have a really, really strong working relationship, and I think that's shown really well with the Orlando vigil and with the events that we've got on now, that they're going to be there for the full day in support with freebies as well, so come along, get some freebies. But that they're there with the LAGLO carts coming over to the island. They've got a new, I think it's Ford Cougar now.
Yeah.
All wrapped up.
Very nice.
I have no idea. Is that a good car or a bad car?
But they're going to be there at the events, fully supporting what we're doing.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
I've just bought a tuk-tuk. I'm not quite sure if that's the same.
I thought you've always said you wanted a cougar.
I've got one. Well, I don't know what's better, the tuk-tuk or the cougar.
No, I think you wanted the cougar. Oh, no. I don't know. Anyway, let's not go there.
We can have a race.
You mean who's got the biggest car?
Anyway, we'll be back after the adverts, because I just want to ask you about some other things that are coming up in the future. Thank you. Will Young. And that was A Girl in the Little Green Hat, and that was for you, Carl. There's a long story behind it, but we've been nattering so much today.
I just love it.
We've been nattering so much today. We've only got 1 minute left. We have to go very, very quickly. Now, one thing. We've been talking about World AIDS Day tomorrow. We've been talking about this wonderful drop-in event that you've got at Age UK, Anna, on Friday. But what about events for people to meet up if they're gay and on the island? I think that you just mentioned there's going to be one at Indy's Bar over in Shanklin on the 16th of December, is that right?
Yes, we just started to receive the information about that now. It's not out there on the web yet, but hopefully that will come shortly. But 7 o'clock, Indy's Bar, Shanklin, on the 16th of December, the island's first cocktail bar, so I understand.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that'll be cocktails, and all gay people on the island, welcome to that, all LGBTQ people.
I think it's gay-friendly in anybody that's really supportive of the communities.
Brilliant. And also Caroline, who's on this show with us as well, set up White Lesbians, and I think Anna, there's going to be a meet up there in December as well.
We host monthly meetings for White Lesbians in our office at Age UK, Isle of Wight, on 147 High Street, and on the 22nd of December will be the next one. It's coffee and cake, and it's free.
Fabulous. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Anna and Carl. Anna, we'd love to have you back to talk about some pampering treats that you were telling us on air.
And Carl, you don't want to see again.
Carl, no, you're always welcome, Carl.
You'll be back. I know it. I feel it. It's been wonderful to have you on the show. Carl, just one last thing. Don't forget, if you want to get tested for HIV at home, www.test.hiv. It's completely confidential. Thank you very much. And we'll be back with more LGBTQ content soon. www.vectisradio.com